and welcome to Bad Batching, a Life Debt podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Orm, and today we're taking a look at the sixth episode of season one called Decommissioned. So Arnold Mantell in Sid's bar, the Bad Batch are teaching Omega how to use her new energy bow. Echo is proving to be a pretty good teacher, even though she's not exactly got skill, but it's mostly luck, as she has made 3 shots out of 12 on the homemade target they have made. Sid gives them a job to locate a tactical droid on Corellia in the decommissioning factory. So they take their attack shuttle to Corellia, which was a nice little nod to Solo, into this factory where droids are basically being melted down, and they find that there is one tactical droid left. As the hunter gives everyone their orders, Wrecker's to keep watch up high, Omega is to keep watch a bit lower down, Tech and Echo are to stay by the computer consoles, and Hunter's going to go get the head. Because Omega locates the droid, and only the head. Well, it's in pieces. The head is removed from the body, but all they need is the head for all of the data and stuff. As they're trying to get the head, though, they find out that there are a couple of people who are looking for the head as well, and those people are revealed to be Trace and Rafa Martez from Clone Wars Season 7, making their return. The two groups kind of... Omega faces down with, I think it's Rafa. I think Rafa's the older one. And Trace ends up working with Hunter. But then everything switches after Trace causes Omega's energy bow to go off, which alerts a ridiculous amount of police droids. So the factory becomes overrun with droids, and the Bad Batch and the sisters have to fight their way out. Wrecker somehow hits his head. I can't remember how he hits his head. I think he gets shot, then he bangs his head, and then he hits the ground, and he starts mumbling, "Good soldiers," repeatedly saying, "Good soldiers, good soldiers." So it's a little disconcerting that he's saying that. Poor Wrecker. But it's leading to my theory for a later episode, which seems to be coming to fruition. Or my theory does, anyway. So, through the fight, they managed to come up with a plan to use the tactical droid's head to reactivate all the battle droids, the super battle droids in the facility, and have them fight off the security whilst they escape. Trace, who is the youngest of the sisters, I think, gets to work on it, and it starts to work, but the signal isn't strong enough, so it shuts down. Luckily, we have Tech, so Tech manages to boost the signal and gets it working. And he also uses a data rod on it as well, just to help boost it. And it leads to, you know, all the droids working with them to fight the security droids. We have the wonderful return of Matt Wood as the battle droids. as well, which was fun. So then the Martez sisters get in touch with their droid R7, and he brings the ship all of them escape on the Rafa sisters, on the Martez sisters' ship. They take them back to their shuttle. Hunter gives Rafa the data stick that Tech used on the tactical droid's head, because they managed to download all of the tactical data from the droid that everyone is so desperate to get. So basically they're saying, you know, Hunter's going to go back to Sid and say, look, we didn't complete the mission, whilst Rafa and Trace seem to be working to bring down the rebel. They seem to be kind of like an early member of a proto-rebellion, which I thought was pretty interesting. The Bad Batch leaves. Omega feels like she's made a couple of new friends. So she kind of has like this really a little sweet goodbye with them, and the sisters fly off. And once out off of Corellia, they get in touch with someone via hologram, telling them that they might be interested in knowing that there's a bunch of rogue clones out there, and we don't know who that person is. That moment felt very Maul in Solo. Because it was like kind of like the main shot that they use in this episode is from behind this character, who we can't really see because of the hologram. But you know, I've already seen theories thrown around out there online. Based on the design of the outfit, or what we see of the outfit anyway, my money is on Bail Organa, who at this point is probably gathering as many allies as he can to join to kind of help start this fledgling rebellion. Which I think is pretty cool. Well, I think would be pretty cool. I don't think it'd be Saw Gerrera, because we've already seen Saw. And at the same time, it could have even been Maul. Oh, no, it might be Maul. But I don't see it being Maul, because why would Maul be interested in... why would Maul be interested in these clones? But yeah, no, my money, I would easily put money on it being Bail Organa. He seems kind of like he would fit the mold for someone who would be interested in this group of clones. I mean, the connection of the Martez sisters, I kind of feel like this was one of those moments with, like, Filoni, where it's like, Who could we? The original idea wouldn't have been the Bad Batch meet the Martez sisters, but what they probably ended up doing is cost prohibitive. Let's use these character models for the Martez sisters. They could easily get the actresses to come in and do an episode or whatever. Rather than hire anyone else. So yeah, it's probably like a case of, look, we have these assets, they're characters that people know. I mean, I know the Martell sisters weren't exactly popular when they brought the clone, when it came out in the Clone Wars, when their episodes appeared in the Clone Wars. But you know, they kind of fit the mold of the characters that they were looking for in this. For, you know, this like kind of pulling jobs kind of characters that we get, that, you know, these two are. And then, look, who we met in Clone Wars. Another thing, she could have been talking to Ahsoka, but I did kind of feel like one of her, like, there was a line that it could have felt like a dig at Ahsoka, but I'm not sure. Like, it felt like a very, very, very subtle dig, like, you know, you think you know people. Especially, you know, given Rafa and Trace's history of not really trusting the Jedi, I can imagine them not really, you know, being surprised with Order 66. So, you know, her maybe, you know, you think you know people comment was more directed at Ahsoka just for that than anything else. I mean, that's just a theory. I could be completely off base here. But, you know, it's kind of part of me felt that she could have been saying it for that reason. But at the same time, it's very likely that at the end, Rafa is talking to Ahsoka. Just because, you know, I mean, you could easily transplant the design of the character that they speak to via hologram. You could easily translate, that could be translated as from between Bail Organa or Ahsoka's kind of Clone Wars getup. Oh my god, I've just seen a car that is, like, it's a white car, and it's got, like, blue markings, and it just made me think Captain Rex. Like, oh, sweet. Anyway, so, yeah, like, I mean, having Martell sisters come back in Bad Batch for me, you know, it wasn't like a, oh god, why are they here kind of thing. It was, oh look, they're using, you know, they're using assets that they already have rather than spend money on new characters, which is a very Filoni thing to do. And you know, it makes sense. Like, you know, they're pulling a job. It was the kind of thing that we've met them doing before. You know, so I'm like, cool, let's go with it. So Wrecker, obviously his head banging skills are essentially doing something to his regulator chip. I think we've seen it coming for a while, well, for a few episodes now, since, like, he started complaining about headaches in the one where they crash landed and initially banged his head. And every time he's hit his head or he's complained about headaches, things seem to have, you know, seem to be worse for him. So we've seen this whole good soldiers follow orders thing coming from him. It's kind of obvious it was going to happen. So I think we're approaching the halfway point of the season. Part of me wonders if he's going to find a Jedi, see a Jedi, and he kills them, or we could have it revealed that Echo is force sensitive through Wrecker gunning for her, which I think would be, like, horrible for her and him, because it was, no matter who got in touch with, like, was trying to contact him through the firefight, the person that pulled him out of his, you know, whatever, you know, his kind of blacking out, kind of good soldiers follow orders moment was Omega. Like, she's the one, she contacts him, she's like, Wrecker, we need you. And he's like, okay, I'm coming. And everyone else had been like, Wrecker, where are you? And he's like, So there's definitely kind of like this bond between them. And I think maybe in the next episode we'll probably see a hint of that. Or he guns for her, but then their relationship grows after that. And I think at the halfway point, episode 8, we will see them go and meet, they'll meet Rex and get his, and definitely get Wrecker's chip out and maybe get like the rest of their chips out. Because with episode 8 is the halfway point, so that would make like a, I'm probably thinking here too much in terms of kind of regular TV, because like you get your mid-season finale, and I'm probably, in my head, I'm probably thinking of, you know, episode 8, something is going to happen that is, you know, like a mid-season finale. Unless they do go for a mid-season finale and we have a couple of weeks off. But, you know, we've not had, part of me says that that's not going to happen. But part of me says we don't know yet. Because we've not had a series this long on Disney Plus for Star Wars yet. Everything else has been 8 to 12 episodes. So, you know, it's like, okay, it could happen. Mid-season finale could happen. And I think it will, or if they go, they'll probably have, or they could have next week's episode be like the big Omega Wrecker relationship. Oh, we love each other, we're so toyed. And then the next episode would be him gunning for her. And then the first episode, like episode 9, will be like Rex and getting them to the Venator and clearing Wrecker's head. So yeah, that's just a whole ton of theories that I got going right now. I don't think there's much else I can go on about this episode. So I would like to thank you all for listening. I greatly appreciate every listen. And if you are interested, you can check out the new podcast over at the Life Debt Patreon. It's Yub Nubbin, a Life Debt podcast. It's all about me watching the Ewoks cartoon and reviewing each episode. And it's good fun. So please head on over to patreon.com/MyStarsLifeDebt to hear my thoughts on each and every episode. And that's coming out weekly. So come on by and check that out. And those tiers are starting at $3 a month. So come have a look. And every bit of support is greatly appreciated. And you can also head over to the Life Debt Merch Cantina. spring.com/user/ The Life Debt Merch Cantina. For merch. And if you use the code LAUNCH, LAUNCH, all in capitals, you can get 15% off your orders. So do that, and that's just for this month. So check that out as well. So before I go, again, thank you very much for listening. I'll be seeing you next week. Well, I'll be speaking to you next week. And punch it chewing.